Hi everyone, welcome to Vedic Astrology Study Podcast. Through this medium, I cover a breadth of some basic principles and analysis of the beautiful ancient science of Jyotish, gifted to humanity by wise ancient seers of India. Typically, there are playlists of different kinds with case studies to have a practical grounding of those principles. In this series, which will become a part of the Panchanga playlist, I am covering the science of Muhurta, or the timing of events, activities, dietary control, tuning your attitude to any given day of the month, since this is a lunar calendar. As per Vedic astrology, the human being should regulate their daily activities in alignment with the lunar cycle and the corresponding tithi of the day. You might say this is the beginning of the use of science of Jyotish consciously, with awareness and in full view of self and this space-time reality we find ourselves in. Since this deals with your everyday cycle of energies that each of us deals with on a daily basis, it's a good beginning point to start Jyotish with Panchanga study first, before you get to the charts part. If you do not know what your current tithi is, where you are on the planet, you can download the Jyotish app, which is indicated on the slide with its logo, on Android or iPhone store. Download it, set its location to wherever you are on the planet. Then click on Muhurta and Panchanga part as is shown on the slide, and it will tell you the current Panchanga aspects, the Tithi, the Vara, the Karana, Yoga and Nakshatra, which is typically where Moon is transiting over. Then use these series as a study material to guide your daily activities, diet, attitude for any given day. The way I shall cover each tithi here begins with the element and deity, followed by the energy of the day, what to do, what to avoid, suggested mindset, elementary dietary consideration, and the content is covered both for Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha tithis. For the basics of this, see the previous tithi videos in this playlist. Let's get started. Now we come to Dvitiya, or the second part of the cycle, as shown in the pie chart over there. Okay, so the top part, as you can see, is the Shukla Paksha, because it's going towards the waxing side, and the other one is Krishna Paksha, going towards the waning side or the new moon. Let me read you some general notes and then we can get to specifics here. Dvitiya, what is the energy of Dvitiya? Energetic quality. Dvitiya is a Bhadra Tithi, associated with earth element and stability. It carries the energy of cooperation and duality. Number two, do the numerology also here if you wish. A day for good partnerships in practical matters. Think even Taurus. The presiding deity is Vidhata, form of Vishnu or Brahma, as the ordainer of creation. These are energies of creation, folks. It is traditionally seen as ideal tithi to start new ventures. The Ashwini Kumars, or the divine twin physicians, think Ashwini Nakshatra for example, were born on this tithi, infusing it with healing and supportive vibrations. Overall, Dvitiya's energy is grounded, supportive and growth oriented. Recommended activities are: beginning new projects or ventures. Dvitiya is considered to be auspicious for inaugurating projects, business or studies. It is literally recommended as an ideal tithi to start new ventures, quote unquote. Education and arts. This is a great day to begin music or art lessons or any learning endeavor. The stable energy supports steady growth of skills. Foundation laying. In Muhurta, Dvitiya is favorable for laying foundations, whether literally or for construction or metaphorically for starting new job or career. It's often chosen for starting construction of homes or other buildings, vastu related work. If you don't know what Vastu Shastra is, you can Google it and check. The Indian science of aligning your home in your workspaces, all kinds of human living spaces, according to the principles there. Marriage and social occasions. Weddings and engagements can be performed on Dvitiya if for other chart factors align. You have to consider other chart factors, okay? And it's considered auspicious for harmonizing relationships. Family get-togethers and strengthening bonds, like Bhai Dooj, which is celebrated in the north of India. Sibling bonding is observed on Kartik Shukla Dvitiya. Travel and moving, good for short trips, moving into new residence, Griha Pravesh, as the day's steady energy bodes well for a smooth transition. Activities to avoid. There are a few taboos on Dvitiya, but one classical injunction is to avoid oiling the head or body on this day. Why? Oil stands for Saturn, isn't it? That's the element. You can go through the Saturn part in this channel. So oil, if you put, it slows down things. In other words, skip heavy oil massages, applying oil to the hair on Dvitiya. Don't add Saturn to it. Traditional lore suggests it may invite bad luck or health issues. Similarly, heavy oil-based tasks like lubricating machinery are sometimes postponed. Other than that, Dvitiya is broadly auspicious. Just ensure normal prudence, avoiding signing important contracts if Dvitiya coincides with inauspicious weekday. Like if Dvitiya falls on a Saturday, don't do it. Also, given the day's bias for positive beginnings, one might avoid confrontations or legal battles. Don't go to court on this day. Okay, avoid confrontations with your boss or any kind of strife, because this is a constructive energy. Dvitiya is not bad per se. Energy is good for building rather than destroying something. Suggested mindset, cooperation and balance. Embrace a harmonious, nurturing attitude with Dvitiya's earth element encourages being grounded and practical. Work with others. It's a good day to form partnerships. Resolve issues with closed ones. Cultivate patience. Number two energy supports teamwork rather than individual glory. A healing mindset is also beneficial, since Ashwin Kumars, the rulers of Ashwini Nakshatra, influence this city. Focusing on health, helping others and doing charitable acts feels natural. Stay optimistic and balanced, as this day can amplify what you start. So start with positivity. Coming to diet now, regarding the Ayurvedic science, Dvitiya's energy being earthy and stable means you can enjoy nourishing foods that ground you, like whole grains, root vegetables, balanced meals. Support the stable expansion of this energy of the day. If you are initiating health routines, consider starting a wholesome diet today. Avoid excessive oils or fried foods on this day. Interestingly, just as oiling externally is also discouraged, don't bring Saturn when you're starting new stuff. Oil is Saturn. Instead, use moderate amounts of healthy fats, ghee or olive oil, and opt for easily digestible preparations. This can help maintain a clear, steady mind. Prevent lethargy. That's why prevent that oil, okay? Saturn is lethargy, Saturn is oil. So don't use that on this day. Hydrating with herbal teas or warm water with a pinch of lemon can keep your system clear. So many videos on everywhere in social media about this, isn't it? Clearing stuff, having light foods and so on, according to culture. Overall, eat for strength and balance. Neither feasting nor fasting is specifically prescribed on this day for this tithi. Now let's get into specifics. Now let's start with Dvitiya, the second step, or the second day after the new moon. Okay, after the new moon is finished, the second day, it's marked on the pie chart over there. That's the one we are talking about. The Dvitiya on the cycle of the waxing side. That's why it is Shukla Dvitiya. Shukla means white in Sanskrit, which stands for stability, healing and grounding. Now remember, this is a Bhadra Tithi. Under the deity, it's marked there. Which are the Bhadra Tithis? The 2nd, the 7th and the 12th. On the waxing side and on the waning side, these are the Bhadra Tithis. They indicate stability, practicality, cooperation and balanced outcomes. That's what you should plan your activities for. Muhurta is a science of planning your activities, diet and so on. Since ancient times, this has been followed in India. Energy of the day. What's the energy of Shukla Dvitiya? Setting off the spark from Pratipada onto something more grounded. Now I covered this something in personality, how it manifests if you're born on Dvitiya. Now we are speaking of Muhurta, as in every month this happens. Once a month this will happen, right? Each one of this happens once a month. It's a 30-day cycle. So stable earthy energy is suitable for binding, harmonizing and strengthening. This is the energy of the day. Forget all those bogus 12 zodiac signs in solar system that, you know, newspapers and magazines tend to give. That's all rubbish. That's not Jyotish. Jyotish is the science of actual things that are there in any given day, Muhurta is this actual happening, because we are stuck between two luminaries, the sun and the moon. They determine what energies are provided. You don't determine that. You try to align with them. That's the wisdom. What to do? What is auspicious, so to speak? Family bonding, domestic rituals, marriage blessings, naming ceremonies, as is carried out in the Vedic tradition. These are all Vedic traditions. Healing practices, laying bricks, literally or figuratively, making long-term plans. Strengthen financial or relational foundations. See, we are still in the foundational energy, because the moon is still pretty much covered. The entire concept is based on moon getting more and more strength as we move towards the 180 degrees, the full moon, when sun is opposite to the moon. So you should always tune yourself into, when understanding the tithis, you tune yourself into understanding, well, how much of moon energy do I have? How much of mind do I have? Is it still subdued by the soul, the sun? Because sun will cover up everything else. So your mind is clouded, not wanting to do things in the earthly plane. So don't do anything too far out. We'll come to that in the later tithis as we go forward in the month. What to avoid? Rushed travel or impulsive choices, confrontational debates that unsettle harmony. See, you are not going out outward. See, these are all the hints. Risky speculation, unstable ventures. Be cautious not to do anything like that on a Shukla Dvitiya day. The moon is still pretty much covered, like you can see there. Suggested mindset is of steadiness, patience, and an ear for truth. Listening is not about always going on a verbal diarrhea. Listen on this day. Approach the day like earth, holding, nurturing, enduring, and slow most of all. Slow and steady. Listen in. This is a time for listening in. Whatever people around you are saying, whatever you are reading, absorption. Diet and supported, suggested mindset, okay, we are on that. Steadiness, patience, approach earth, okay. Lean on cooperation rather than competition. See, again, listening in. Listen to what people around you are saying on that day. Some hints you might get for your path. Diet and supportive, what to do and what to avoid in diets. Roots, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, grounding foods. Dairy in moderation, like milk and ghee, to strengthen the ojas. Ojas is your natural aura of the human body. Each one of us has one. You can Google it, GPT it, if you want to research more on that. I can go on and on about that and start making stuff on that, but I don't want to bore you with that. Let's stick to the focus. Avoid stimulants and very light foods, airy foods that increase restlessness. Air is a moving element, isn't it? So very airy elements, gassy elements like beans and stuff, avoid on this day. That is Shukla Dvitiya. Now let's see Krishna Dvitiya.